hot dog. The wiener and the bun. Does that bun change the nature of it? Change the way it is?
You just call it a hot dog?
A hot dog. Wiener.
Uh-huh. And Christ's parents were Joseph and...
Mary.
And our first president was George...
Washington.
And if a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get...
Married.
And after the man...
And get knot tied.
Knot tied.
Yeah.
And if after a man caught a cold, he becomes very, very...
Hoarse.
Hoarse. And if you want to write a message to someone, you sit down and... Sit down and write him a letter.
Write him a letter.
Uh-huh.
But most people say on tomorrow, I writ him.
Writ him?
I writ him a letter.
I see. And...
That's done today. Following the... Where it was taught to him from parents and grandparents in my county. And I've done some of that done today.
Yesterday I writ him.
I writ him. Past tense.
And to go to New York, what do you do on a train? To go to New York, you...
Board a train?
And then after you're on, you just... After you're on a train, you just...
You ride?
Uh-huh. And a cowboy rides a...
Horse?
And
the Mustang?
Parts of a tree that are underground are its...
Roots?
Is that pronunciation always used? Roots?
Root.
Never roots? Never roots.
A rut is a groove the wheel cuts in muddy roads.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call a rut down here, yeah.
And you strike a match to start a...
Strike a match.
Strike a match to start a what?
Start a fire.
And the soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is...
Soot.
Soot?
They call it smut.
Which is older? Soot or
smut?
Smut is older?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's the first word I ever learned, was smut.
I see. And milk comes from a...
Cow?
And years ago, when you bought lard, say you bought 10 pounds of lard, you put it in your own bucket, what would you say that you bought lard in...
A bucket?
Did you ever say bulk?
Bulk?
Bulk.
Bulk, yeah, that's bulk goes. That goes today.
That still goes used today.
Yes.
When it isn't packaged, then you buy it in bulk?
Well, if it's buying small quantities, maybe it's by the pound. But if you buy maybe 10 or 50 pounds, it's in bulk.
I see.
It's in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
How did you refer when you were young to your parents? Or when you were a young man, say, how did you refer to your parents?
Well, my father died before I was very much disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
I called him Paul in his living days.
Pa? And Ma?
Pa and Ma.
When did Mother and Daddy, people frequently say Daddy today, when did that, did they used to say that, or is that something new?
That's comparatively new.
Uh-huh.
It's come in with a new century pretty well. Dad. Daddy, father, mother, it used to be up until then Pa and Ma.
I see. And
you say Dad today, you know, Dad, and Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Papa, Mama, Mother.
And robins, blue jays, and sparrows are what?
Birds.
And the color of this paper?
White.
And if you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say she is a sweet little...
Child, girl.
And if you were a boy?
Grandchild.
And if you were a boy, you'd
grandson,
say...
Grandson.
All right. If he were a grandson, then you'd say he was a smart little...
Fella?
Okay. Or if a male child would be a... How would you say boy?
Boy, yeah. Smart little fella, that goes for...
Smart little fella.
Boy.
And a wagon has four... The wagon has
wheels.
Four... And before we went fishing, he dug what for bait?
Worms?